Welcome, everybody, to the first episode of 360 Water Cooler. This is your host, Eutigen. Sit back and enjoy. You're about to get an ear orgasm. What's up, everybody? I am back. The name is Eutigen. You're listening to Xbox 360 Water Cooler. You're gonna like it, I hope. I don't know. I mean, just throwing this out there. You can visit our website, www.xbox360watercooler.tk. I don't know what else to say. You can go to, or you can email us at xbox360watercooler@gmail.com. And pretty much right now I'm solo. I have no co-host. So if you guys want a co-host or you want to be a permanent co-host, you can hit me up at that email. You can hit me up at the website or on the forums, wherever you want to. Pretty much the criteria of the show is every week we're gonna talk about the video game news, what we've been playing, what else we want to talk about. Pretty much anything goes. I'll have a warning before that about explicit audience. You know, la la la. You know, we want to keep this clean for the parts about video games, and, you know, if you want to talk about something else, you know, if you want to get into the dirty stuff, you want to get into the taboo stuff, we'll have a section for that, but we don't know yet. And also, each week we're going to outline one achievement that's in a game that either is hard to get, or it's just fun, or people are really stumped on, or one that was just maybe even easy to get, and just some free achievement points. That's really the criteria of the show. What I'm planning on doing is having a community. You, the community, will send in your stuff that you want on the show. I'll go through that, you know, read your listener mail. I mean, eventually I'm going to set up something so, you know, you can send us a voice clip and, you know, maybe get on the show. You know, eventually we're going to give some giveaways. I actually have some extra stuff, some modded controllers, you know, different colors and everything that I've done. But, you know, that's pretty much the show. Just kind of throwing this out of here. I'm going to hit some quick news. What I've been playing first before the quick news. Just a couple other things. Any funny stories. Anything like that. And then I'm just going to wrap up the show today. Pretty much it's just a quick show. Just teaching you guys what this podcast will basically be about. You know, I'm definitely going to have hosts, you know, come on. I have some friends in the, you know, business or video game business that are actually willing to do some stuff. So eventually get them on. You people out there, though, you're what make podcasts run. You're the ones who subscribe to our podcast. You're the ones who keep us going. I mean, I'm pretty much waiting for you guys to give me the signal, be like, hey, yo, I want to be on the show. I mean, you give me that kind of response, and I'm going to give it back to you and be like, you know what, I'm going to book you for a show. And if you're really interested in podcasting, you know, just starting out, or veteran looking for a new show, then I'm here for you. You know, email me, again, at xbox360watercooler@gmail.com. Send me anything you need to, you know, news, whatever. That's pretty much it. I'm going to get into what I've been playing.
You are a cowboy? You are a cowboy!
Well, what I've been playing pretty much consists of Oblivion. I just got Shivering Isles and, well, pretty much all the expansions. I dropped, $50 almost on all the expansion packs so I could, catch up with Oblivion because, you know, I went through the game once, and then I had a big problem with my Xbox. Hard drive got all fritzy, you know, lost all my data, lost all my achievements. I had to get a brand new gamer tag, thankfully, on Microsoft's dime. And then, you know, got back to everything. But, you know, I just got Oblivion again, went and bought a brand new copy, made sure nothing was wrong with the disc. You know, started that back up, you know, trying just to get back into Oblivion, you know, because it's a great game. Pretty much that's what I've been playing. I've been playing a lot with, I've been playing a lot of arcade games. I've been throwing in the Castlevania, that's pretty much got me. Boom Boom Rocket, great game. I just did the trial, I didn't buy the full version yet. I got Guitar Hero 2, sick game. I just posted a review on the website, but I really haven't had enough time to really go through it, you know, feel up all the bugs and shit, but you know, I'm gonna get onto that. That's pretty much what I've been playing this week, and now I'm gonna hop up right into the news.
She must be tight, like a man's anus.
Right now, the Xbox 360 Elite is going to be coming out April 27th, or that's the projected date. EB Games is doing a Xbox 360 Elite trade-in deal that expires April 27th. With Microsoft gearing up to introduce yet another Xbox 360 SKU into the marketplace, it's no surprise that real retailers... Dude, sorry, man, it's late at night. I mean, I'm recording this about midnight, Eastern time, you know, just kind of out of it. Starting to pretty much build up retailers are starting to build up merchandise and Xbox-related stuff. So what EB Games and GameStop have been offering a deal, the breakdown is if you have an Xbox Premium Edition with all the original accessories, you know, all that kind of stuff, you can nab $250 for it. Pretty much, you know, you trade it in, they'll give you $250 right off the bat. You know, if you have an Xbox 360 Core with all the accessories it came with, of course, it's $200. And if you go into the Xbox, the original Xbox, you know, old style, you know, it's $50. It's not necessarily the most profitable route for the current Xbox 360 owners. eBay prices seem to be hovering more towards about $300. I've been looking through there trying to see, you know, what's going on and that kind of thing. Like I said, the offer doesn't last forever. The retailers are going to end it on the 27th, which is next Friday, and then the new Elite will be released 2 days later. Another big thing that's coming out is Guitar Hero 3 has recently been announced. And for all the people who bought Guitar Hero 2, I feel bad, and I mean, I bought it too, so I feel bad for myself. But with Guitar Hero 3 coming out, what, less than another 4 months? I mean, we pretty much just spent $90 for an old game. I mean, it contained a couple new songs, yeah, whoop-de-doo, but we pretty much paid $90 for an old game. I mean, and not even to mention the content on the marketplace that's selling for 500 points per 3 song packs. And I'm not saying, you know, if these 3 song packs were songs that I listened to or songs that, you know, I cared about, I wouldn't complain, you know. They throw some more Red Hot Chili Peppers in there, you know, some newer hard rock bands, you know, some older stuff like maybe some AC/DC, Rolling Stones, you know, all that kind of stuff. But what they're doing is, and this is clever marketing, but I think they're screwing over the consumer, is they're packaging a game or a song that's, you know, you would know or you've heard before with 2 other songs you wouldn't know. Like, you know, someone on the less obscure songs, you know, that you may not, you know about. Pretty much, Guitar Hero 3 is coming out towards the end of the year, near November. You know, where all the big games coming out, you know, Halo 3, you know, the Grand Theft Auto comes out in October, you know, that kind of thing. Also, this week, in HD DVDs, 5 DVDs were released. The Feast, the game, the Jerk, an HD DVD version of School for Scoundrels. Oh god, guys, I'm messed up. School for Scoundrels and Smoking Aces. Smoking Aces, I went and saw it at the theater. Great movie. Definitely suggest you check it out. But that's pretty much all I can say about HD DVDs. Where I live, it's almost impossible for me to get them, so I've been kind of just like having to order them off the internet, or I have to go within. There's no store within 50 miles of me where I would be able to purchase one. So that's pretty much that problem. There are some new Command & Conquer 3 Tiberian War trailers, themes and picture packs on the marketplace. There's a free trailer for the demo. There are 1,600 for 160 points. You can download these 9 gamer pictures, feeling some military might of the Global Defense Initiative, includes a Mammoth Tank, Zone Trooper, Orca, Firehawk, Juggernaut, Watchtower, Sniper Team, and Engineer. I know you guys really don't care about that, but just throwing it out there. They have a couple themes, another picture pack, you know. The Halo 2 maps just came out, and it's called the Blastacular Map Pack. Now available over Xbox Live, this pack is $4, and it contains 2 maps, Tombstone and Desolation. Since this is original Xbox content, it's worth pointing out the following. You cannot purchase these maps with Microsoft points, because all original Xbox games have no idea what points are. Therefore, you must have a valid credit card associated with your account in order to purchase this map pack. Don't have a credit card? Head down to your local Visa gift card retailer, like a Supermart, you know, and charge one up just enough to cover the purchase. These maps are original Xbox content, so when you purchase them, they are tied to the console that they are purchased on. You cannot go under another box and re-download them for free. Also, according to Frankie from Bungie.net, the Halo 2 playlist will be updated shortly to include these new map pages. Also, the levels were reset, so everyone who's just signing back onto Halo 2, if you still play that game, you'll notice that your levels are all back down to 1, so you gotta, you know, get back into that or whatever. Pretty much, that really covers most of the news. There isn't anything major going right now. I've been looking around. I mean, Video Marketplace is still booming. The imminent release of the dashboard updates coming on us. Halo 3 beta is coming soon. And on the next two shows, hopefully, I'll be able to get in depth with both of those subjects and talk a little bit about them. Trying to think, the keyboard will be for the controller for the MSN Messenger with your Xbox with the new update. That'll be coming out soon. Pretty much us Xbox players are in for a treat. I'm trying to think. I don't think there's any really big games coming out. Tomorrow on Arcade Wednesday, we're getting a 2-for-1. We're getting a virtual 3D golf game, and I don't know, something else. But from what I hear, Arcade's not going to be that big tomorrow. Pretty much, I'd stick to playing Oblivion, playing some of the old arcade games. You know, going maybe, you know, buying the Guitar Hero 3 or Guitar Hero 2. Sorry about that. That kind of thing. Besides that, that's pretty much all of our news for today. I mean, there's nothing really else to talk about. I mean, I really want to make this a little bit longer, but of course I don't have a guest host, so I can't talk to anyone else. I don't, you know, the news wasn't really, you know, fixed for me, so I really don't, I'm just going off of what I'm reading off of websites. I mean, I'm really kind of freehanding all this. So, I mean, if you enjoyed this, then thanks. I really appreciate you tuning in. I mean, this is a very rough show. I feel bad for people who are listening to it, because they're going to be like, what the hell's going on? I mean, why are we listening to this jabroni talk? You know, but don't worry, it'll get better. I have people who are actually interested that want to co-host, but if you know what, if you're, you know, wanting to co-host, and it's really one of your things, then, you know, email me. I mean, if you have what it takes, if you have good voice, if you can talk, you know, if you're, and I do require, I'm not trying to be, you know, excluding people from people, but I prefer that you be maybe 15 or 16 years of age, because I don't want to have to deal with I want to deal with the younger generation of kids. I just don't want to have to deal with, you know, the homework, you know, all that kind of stuff. I want to be able to, you know that person's reliable, know that person can be here when they need to be, you know, come when I say, you know, we got to do a show tonight, you know, we haven't done one in a week, you know, that kind of deal. And this may be just me being an ass or whatever it may be, but usually kids of an older age, you know, or teenagers of an older age, usually, you know a little bit more about responsibility, you know, about all that kind of stuff. I mean, that may be me sounding arrogant, whatever, I don't know. But that's just pretty much a basic rule. You know, if I meet you, you know, you're 14, 13, you know, any young age, if you're cool, you know, you're not a total, you know, 12-year-old, you know, you won't act like a 12-year-old. I mean, if you're 12 and you act like you're 18, then, yeah, that's cool. I'll, you know, talk to you. Maybe you can be on the show. But I just don't want an immature community, because I've seen too many video game communities and too many video game podcast communities be ruined by a loudmouth, you know, kid who thinks he is the best. I mean, I know we all deal with that, you know, but whatever, you know, how's it going on? I would like to give one quick shout-out to K-Rock XP and Squad XP, pretty much one of the other premier Xbox communities. There are a bunch of good guys over there, Bounty, Jules, you know, K-Rock, Nomsters XP, you know, they're all good people. Check them out, www.squadxp.com. Pretty much that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed what you were listening to. I'm going to probably, you know, I don't know, probably be signing out here soon. Thanks for listening, guys. Don't worry, next week will be a little bit more structured, you know, more stuff will be in it. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week. Get it up!